No, Hosson Kamashvalon. Over there it wants to teach us like this. The darker the Esri Kierik. You know why an Esri tree in one way in Hilchas Maestris has the same aloha like Kierik? Maestris, in other words, means we know the first 2 years you have to take off Maestris Sheni. The third year it's Maestris Oni. The fourth and fifth is Maestris Sheni. The sixth year it's Maestris Oni again. So the question is now, Esri tree, when you pull the Esri off the tree on the third year, when does it have a loch of Maestri Roni? When is a loch of Maestri Sheni? So a regular tree, a regular Elon, a fruit tree, you go after Chanota. If the tree was blossomed on the second year, even though you pull it off the tree on the third year, you have to give Maestri Sheni, not Maestri Roni. But by Esri tree, it's not that way. By an Esri tree, in this loch of Maestri, you go after Shas Lakita. If you pull off the Esrig on the third year, so loch would be Maiserani and not Maisesheni. Why? Why is this that an Esrig is like a Yerik? Because what's the reason why a Yerik goes after Shas Lakita? Because my Yerik, a dark really god alakomayim, just like vegetables have to be watered a lot. It grows on all type of water, means it's not enough by rainwater. But you have to fetch the water in and feed it and water it. Oh, the Shas Lakita, and therefore the loch is you go after Shas Lakita. When you pull the Yerik off, that year that it's pulled off, that's the year you give it Smaiser. Af Esrig, same thing by an Esrig tree. Darko Ligodol Akomayim. An Esrig tree also is not enough by rainwater, you have to keep on watering it. And therefore, the Shas Lakita, therefore, Vilchos Meister Rish and the Meister Roni, you go after the time you pulled it off the tree. If you pulled it off the tree on the third year, you give Meister Roni. If you pulled it off the second year, you give Meister Sheni. That's why it says Lashon of Derech by this Esrig tree to teach us why the Esrig has a loch like a Yerik. For the Magud, the whole time, not that we learn Kvi. A Kvi is like someone says like a buffalo, it's a Suffolk, whether it's a Chai or a Behema. So, Yeshboi, the lochis of Yeshboi, Drochim, Shavu, Lachaya, certain lochis like a Chaya, Vyeshboi, Drochim, Shavu, Lachaya, Vyeshboi, Drochim, Shavu, Lachaya, Ula, Behema, and Vyeshboi, Drochim, Shaina, Shavu, Lachaya, Ula, Behema. Certain lochis is not like either one of them, it's not like neither of them. But Koponim there, it says, say to learn Drochim ways, Nisni Dvarim, why doesn't it say the word Dvarim there? He was telling me now, usually to say the word Devarim, there we see it says the Rachim, and there's no reason to say the word Rachim. For Suan also, what not, that we learned. Suachas minat Rachim sheshavu gitin nosh meshachuri avodim, yad gemar gitin. These are one of the ways that a get isha is like a shichur avodim. It says Lord Rachim there also, the question is why? Nisni Devarim. It's not teaching us anything by saying the word Rachim. It could have said the word Devarim. So the question is, why doesn't it say the word Devarim? Elo, the Teretz is like this. Kolhei chodika pluto toni drochim. Anytime there's a machloikis involved, then we say drochim. Drochim mashma more ways. This way, now that way, it's a machloikis involved. But kolhei chodika pluto, whenever there's no machloikis involved, then toni dvorim. Then we say the word of dvorim. They can I bring a proof. The Tony Sefer, that by the Esrig, it says at the end of the Sefer over there, that Reb Lezer Oimer, Esrig Shavu Le'ilon, B'chol Davash Ramina. That Reb Lezer argues over there. The Tanakam over there says that an Esrig in one way is like a Yerek, Vilchos Meiser. Reb Lezer argues in that and says, no, Reb Lezer says an Esrig is like an Ilon, B'chol Davar. It is even for Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni, which year is it? Also it has a loch like a tree, just like all other fruit trees. We go after Shas Chanota. When the fruit starts to blossom, what period is it? If it started to blossom at the end of the second year, it's called Paris of the second year that you have to give off Maiser Sheni. If it first blossoms in the third year, it has to give off Maiser Roni. But you do not go after, it doesn't matter when you pulled it off the tree. Because if it blossomed in the second year, and you first pulled it off the tree on the third year, that's the Machlokes. According to the Tanakam, it's like a Yerik, you'd only give Maiser Roni. But according to Reb Lezer, though, it's completely like a regular Elon, like a regular fruit tree, that you always go Boser Chanoto. Now, since it blossomed in the second year, the Maiser is called Maiser Sheni and not Maiser Roni. So that's Shemami, that's a good proof that since there is also Machloikis, so wherever we have a Machloikis, then we say Jerochim. And now Mishnah also says machloikis, how much is kesef between Bisham and Beis Hillel. Since there's a machloikis involved, therefore we say the word drochim. But when something is galat, without any machloikis at all, then we say the word dvar.
Now, really, the Rashba speaks out that that before in the Gemara, the whole time was asking the question, like, why doesn't it say the word Dvarim? And really, after we answer the Rabbi Shimon, said the reason why it said Drochim, by Isha, by here, by Kinyan, because it wants to teach us that it's a derech for a man to go after an Isha. It says Lashon Derech. So Gemara's Mashma that only says Drochim when it comes to teach you something. The word Derech has to teach you something separate, especially. But if it doesn't come to teach us something by saying the word Drochim, then it would have rather said the word Dvarim. So that's why the Gemara all now is asking questions, and the Gemara keeps on answering that yes, it says by Shiva Drochim, or it says Be'ilon Drochim, because it comes to teach you something. And so now we just asked, here we find things that says Drochim, even though it's not teaching us anything. So now we have to fall away, now we have to come onto another teretz, like how come it says Drochim, how come it says Dvarim? And that's the maskana now, that when there's a machlokes, then the derech is to say the word derech. But if there's no machlokes, then tachlis we say the word that we use lashon of devarim. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding down Gimel and Aleph. Just last Gemara going over. The fourth line. We hold it tonight, that's how we learned. Kvi. We said a kvi that's a sofik chaya, sofik behema. So sofik, what halacha this animal has. Some say it came from a chaya and a behema. That the mother was a chaya and the father was a behema. And he gave birth. So we have a sofik. What halacha does this kid have? That's called a kvi. So it says there, Yesh boy drachim shovel chayiv, Yesh boy drachim shovel behema. Certain ways, the shovel both ways. It's shovel chayiv and shovel behema. The Yesh boy drachim shovel chayiv le behema. The Yesh boy drachim shein the shovel le chayiv le behema. So Rashi says it means Yesh boy drachim the chiva the mesafkul on nezabol lechumra. We have a suffix, we go lechumra. Shovel chayiv says v'toyin kisidam. It's doima like a chaya that needs kisi adam. Ule behema, Rashi says, chel bayosa. That's the chumra here. That the locher is, by a behema, it's chelab is osa. By a chaya, the chelab is muta. But the opposite way, by a chaya, it's toying kisi adam. And by a behema, it's not toying kisi adam. See, we go to chumra both ways. The shovel of behema of a chaya, toying the shchita. That it needs shchita like both of them. And what way is it not like either of them? Shein neshav lo lechayv lo behema. Rashi says that means as osa harvor in behema b'chaya. This creature now cannot live. We can't put it together with a chaya or with a behema. Now since it's an ishalav, it's ista klayim or not. We don't know what this animal is. It is a chaya or it's a behema. So we can't let it live not with a chaya, not with a behema, because you have a suffix what it is. Right. So then it says the question is. Nisni Dvorim, why doesn't it say Dvorim? As we're saying now, the Rashba speaks out that wherever we could, we would rather say the word Dvorim than say the word Drochim. So why doesn't it say the word Dvorim over here? Vesu, and also, Hodzitznan, that's what we learned. Zurachas minat Drochim, Cheshavu, Gitin Noshim, Shehuri Avodim. This is one of the ways that it get Ishir Doima to Shehuri Avodim. So Nisni Dvorim, why doesn't it say Dvorim? So here also you see, for no reason, like it says Jerochim instead of saying the word Dvorim. So how come sometimes Dvorim, how come Jerochim? So where it says, Elikol Heicha Dika Plukta. Wherever there's a Plukta means, where the Mishnah is dividing it up, and saying in one way it's like this, in one way it's like that. That's called a Plukta. Then we say Tani Jerochim. We use the words Jerochim. That's what Rashi says. Dika Plukta, Rashi says, Chilik B'Jerochim. There's a difference here. That means v'derev zu have a doima lakan. It's like an esrig before. In a lot of three ways, it's like an ilon. And in one way, it's like a yerek. So then we say the word drachim. That's called like one way, it's this way, and another halach with something else. Ma'ashenken v'chol hecha d'leka plukta, where there's no different ways about it, it all has one straight way, then toni dvarim. Then we say dvarim. And Deikanam, I bring a proof for this, Tiktani Sefer, at the end of the Mishnah, it says like this, that Reb Lezer Oimer, Esroig Shavu Ilan L'chol Dover Shema Mina. That Reb Lezer said, an Esroig is Doima to an Ilan, L'chol Dover. It didn't say B'chol Derochav, but it said L'chol Dover, for everything. Because here it's all one way. There's no two ways to look at it. Rav Lez holds that an Esrog is always like an Ilon. But since it's always like an Ilon, there's only one way to look at it, therefore he used the word Dover. That's called Lechol Dover. But when there are two ways to look at it, like according to the Tanakhama, that an Esrog for three halachas is like an Ilon, and in one halacha, like for Maisuk, it's like a Yerik, therefore it says B'derech is this way, and B'derech the other way. That's the Teretz. That we could say either one, that when there are two ways to look at it, we say Jerochim, and when there's only one straight way, then we say Dover. Now the Gemara says, Minyona de Reisha Lamute Mai, and Minyona de Seifa Lamute Mai. Like our Mishnah starts off and says, Isha Niknis Bisholosh Jerochim. So it says the word Sholosh. What do we have to have the word three for? Like go and count. It says, Kesef, Shtarim, Bia. We know it's three. The same thing it says, why does it have to say two? Count, it says get, it means it's a bowel. So whenever it says an account, it means to teach you something. So that's the question, why does the Mishnah have to say shalosh, and why does the Mishnah Seif have to say v'shtei drachim? Samora says, minyona d'reisha. That's how the Mishnah starts off to teach us, v'isha niknis v'sholosh drachim, it's lamute chupa. To teach us that you cannot make erusin, you cannot make kedushin with chuppah. A chuppah is good after you have kedushin, you can make a kinyan nisuyin with chuppah. Chuppah is good for nisuyin. But to make the hascholas kinyan of kedushin, you cannot use a chuppah. Either kesev, shtar, or bia. That's why the Mishnah says three, lafuke, not chuppah. Rashi says the mute chuppah, which would mean shemosro lo avia lechuppah. If the father is there, and the father is like is giving away his daughter, bringing her down to the chuppah, the shem kedushin is einam the kedushas pekach. Still, she does not have the kedushin like this, even if you have a father bringing her there. Like the father wants to be matna like, still, chuppah is not the kinyan for kedushin. And this the Gemara says, look, really it's a machlekes. Ularafuna diyomar, chuppah koinem mekal v'chayma, and dafesun we'll see. Rafuna makes a kal v'chayma, he says, that madav chuppah could make nisuyin, chuppah could end off the kinyin, so for sure it could start it off also. So Rav Huna holds you could make kedushin with chuppah. So Gemara asks, according to Rav Huna, the yom ha-chuppah koinu mekal v'chayma lemutimai, so why does our Mishnah say a lashon of three? Lafuk is something else and it's no good. Chuppah is one of the things. Why doesn't it say it? Could be chuppah's v'chlal biya maybe. But I call upon him, he holds chuppah is koinu. So then why does the Mishnah say three? So Marim says, Lemute Chalipin. You know what for sure is not a good kinyan. By an Isha, by Kedushin, that's the kinyan Chalipin. Chalipin means, like we always say, he became a field, like by Rus, they made the kinyan of the field, the gula of the field, through a Chalipin. That means the person gives away his handkerchief to the one that's selling the house, and he's kind of the handkerchief, and Mahmoud that is kind of the handkerchief, he gives you back the have the fields. That's called the kinyan chalipin. Like I give you my keli, you're kind of my kli, and because of that, the I know that you're kind of my kli, you are making the back to me whatever you want to give me, whether it's a house, whether it's a field. So kitsa by kedushin, you cannot be nekadosh anisha with chalipin. The man cannot give her a kli, like give her the handkerchief, and then she should like be makna herself back to him, that does not help. So Mara speaks out, because really, I would have thought to say, ho, yovigo ma kicha kicha mister Yefrain. Like how do we know there's a kinyan kesef? Like we'll soon see in Amid Beis. We had it before in that Beis already. That how do you know that there's a kinyan kesef by kedushin? You can marry your wife. Through kesef, we learn it out from the Pasuk here, it says, ki yikach kishisha. And it says, by stay Ephraim, when Ephraim bought the field, kach, it's a Lashna Kichom. So that's how we learn out, Kesef is kind of by Kedushin. If so, I would have thought to say, Ma Soda, Mikna B'Chalipin. Just like a field, you could also be kind of a field with this new type of a Kinyan Chalipin, that you give over Kli, and because he's kind of the Kli, he gives you back the field. So maybe I would have thought to say, Afi Shanani, Mikna B'Chalipin. Maybe you could go and marry your wife also with the kinyan chalipin. Instead of giving her money, you give her the kli, and he I know that she's kind of the kli, she's marking herself back to you. So I would have thought to say chalipin is also good by kedushin, kamash malon. That's what the Mishnah comes to teach us, that it says b'sholosh to rochim, only these three ways, and not with chalipin. Chalipin you can't. So Rashi says chalipin means kinyan sudr. A kinyan of a sudr like a handkerchief. So Rashi says, my sudr mikne b'chalipin, the Echsev says in Megillas Rus, v'yishlef n'oloi v'hosam sod havoi. There was a shadow that Boaz was coming to be goyel, to buy back the fields from Naomi, and it says they made a kinyan chalipin, that he took off his shoe and gave her the shoe, that was their kinyan chalipin. So Mary asked the question, v'yeim hachi Naomi? Like, why isn't it true? Why don't we say like this? Like, why don't we say that you could be kinyan your wife with chalipin? That's the Gemara's kasha. Why not? Why shouldn't it be good? The Taisa speaks out what the Hav Mishalah, what the Hav Minah is. Some want to say the Hav Minah is that since we're learning out Isha from Kicha Kicha as Be'efrain, so any type of a kinyan they could be kind of a field with, maybe that's also you could be kind of your wife with it. Therefore, since Chalipin is a kinyan by Karka, the more out of Hav Minah, you should be able to be kind of your wife also with the kinyan Chalipin. That Taisa does night of shot, because there was no Hav Minah like you could be kind of your wife with the kinyan Chazoka. We know Karka, you can be kinyan with Chazoka. So why can't you say maybe also to have a Havamina, you can marry your wife with the kinyan Chazoka. So it also brings a proof also, that later the Gemara is going to ask the question, how do we know that you can marry your wife with the kinyan Shtar? The Gemara has to have special psukim, you can be kinyan with the Shtar. If you start and learn out that a kicha of your wife is like a kicha of a soda, we know you can be kind of soda with shtar also. So therefore, Torah says, Avada, we don't stop and say that your wife could be like a kinyan karka. Avada, karka is karka, and your wife is your wife. Just the most havamina is that we have this drosha kiyikach, that you can make a kinyan kesef. So I was thought to say, chalipin is like kesef. Just like kesef is, you give away money. And with that money, you kind of something back. So chalipin also, you're giving away a sudur, and therefore you get something back. So I would have thought to say that the Kenyan chupin, that the Kenyan sudur is like a Kenyan kesef. Kamashman is not. That's the Havamina. Then maybe chalipin is also good, just like kesef is good. And this the Gemara asks the question, like, so why isn't it good? The aim, let's like say, the aim, achinami, why don't we say like this? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the difference. Chalipin is nayu bepochus meshava pruta. That is the Kenyan chalipin, that you give away your sudur to the other person. And he, I know that he gets the sudur, whatever, any utensil, any kli, that, and then he's makna back to the field, the kli does not have to be worth a sheva pruta. Abi, it's a kli, even if it's worth less than a sheva pruta. So it comes out that the Gemara says, is since chalipin is naya the pochas m'sheva pruta, you can make a kinyan chalipin with a kli that's not worth a sheva pruta. At the bottom Rashi says, the kaimlum of perakazo, we come out in the Gemara of Messiah, that koinim the kli, you could be koinim with this kli, afal pi she'ena sheva pruta, even though the kli itself is not worth a sheva pruta. So therefore, the svar of the Gemara says is, the isha of a pochus, the sheva pruta, loy makna.